Welcome back. Today we're getting oriented in the learning room, which is your private practice repository for day one of the workshop.
I like starting there because a new GitHub repository can feel like walking into a room with a lot of unlabeled doors.
Exactly. The learning room is a GitHub repo created for you through GitHub Classroom. It starts from the community access / learning room template repository, but your copy lives in the workshop organization with a name like workshop.org/learning room, your username.
So I am not editing the template repository itself.
Right, the template is the clean version facilitators maintain. Your work happens in your own private copy, with your own branches, your own pull requests, and your own feedback from Gandalf, the PR validation bot.
And the private copy is on purpose, not just a convenience.
Yes, it gives you safety, authenticity, and room to move at your own pace. You can practice issues, branches, commits, pull requests, checks, reviews, and merges without changing anyone else's work. Facilitators manage the workshop organization, classroom assignment, repository permissions, and automation, so you do not need to set those up yourself.
What does the first hands-on moment look like?
You need to be signed into your GitHub account in the browser, and you need the classroom assignment link from the facilitator. It usually looks like classroom, github.com/a/, followed by a random-looking ID.
And if GitHub Classroom asks for permission or asks who I am?
If it asks you to authorize GitHub Classroom, activate the authorization button. That is usually a one-time permission step. If it asks you to pick your name from a roster, use arrow keys or find in page with Ctrl+F or Cmd+F, and if your name is missing, skip to the next step and tell the facilitator.
Then I accept the assignment.
Yes, activate accept this assignment, then wait while GitHub Classroom copies the template into the workshop organization and grants you access. That usually takes 10 to 30 seconds, and you may need to refresh every 15 seconds or so until the repository link appears.
One accessibility detail there, status pages do not always announce when something changes.
Right, use browse mode and press K to move through links or refresh the page until the repo link appears. When you open it, confirm the heading includes learning room your username, check that it looks like a private workshop copy, and notice folders such as docs/and github/plus readme.md. Bookmark that page because you will come back to it all day.
Where does challenge one show up?
In the issues tab of your learning room repo. You can use GitHub's keyboard shortcut G then I to go to issues. Look for an open issue like challenge 1, find your way around, usually authored by AreaBot or GitHub Actions bot, then read the issue body for the task, evidence, and completion instructions.
And if challenge 1 does not appear after a couple of minutes?
Refresh the issues tab once. If it is still missing, check the actions tab for the student progression bot workflow and ask the facilitator with a link to your repo. While you are in Actions, you can also confirm that a workflow named PR Validation Bot or Gandalf PR Validation exists, which tells you Gandalf is ready for future pull requests. Chapter 4 itself is an orientation chapter. There is no challenge to complete and no automation check for this part.
So before starting the next chapter, I should be able to find docs/challenges.md, explain issue branch pull request review merge, and know where Gandalf comments on a PR.
Yes, and that comment location is the conversation tab of the pull request. Day 1 also has two learning tracks that reinforce each other.
One is the optional GitHub skills practice, right?
Right, GitHub skills modules such as Introduction to GitHub, Communicate Using Markdown, and Review Pull Requests let you practice individual skills in your personal account. Mona, GitHub's learning bot, guides those modules.
And the required workshop track is the learning room.
Exactly. In the learning room, blocks 1 through 4 move through challenges 1 through 7, including finding your way, filing an issue, branching, committing, opening a PR, and dealing with a merge conflict. Block 5 covers challenges 8 and 9 around culture and merge day, and block 6 focuses on community tools like labels, milestones, and notifications.
Same GitHub account, different purpose.
Yes, the skills modules are optional self-paced practice. The learning room is the required workshop path with your private repo, workshop issues, Gandalf feedback, and facilitator support.
Once I am inside the repo, what files should I expect to work with?
Start with the file tree. The docs folder contains much of the practice content. GitHub contains automation and templates, readme.md gives the repo overview, and docs/challenges.md acts like your challenge menu.
What are the main practice files?
docs/welcome.md introduces open source contribution and includes to-do areas for who can contribute, finding something to work on, and what happens after a contribution is merged. Those edits help you practice improving documentation in a realistic way.
So not everything is code.
Exactly. docs/keyboardshortcuts.md is a screen reader shortcut reference, docs/setupguide.md helps people get ready to contribute, and docs/challenges.md helps you understand the path. Some bonus material may appear too, but follow the challenge issue and facilitator guidance for when to use it.
That makes the repository feel less mysterious. It is a set of practice surfaces, not a maze.
Yes, the files are there so you can practice markdown, navigation, accessible writing, and contribution habits in a repo that behaves like a real project. The first A1 skills are intentionally small, and that is good design.
Challenge 01 is find your way around.
Right, Challenge 01 is about repository orientation, headings, tabs, the file tree, and confidence inside the learning room. Before you edit anything, you learn how to locate yourself.
Then Challenge 04 is branch out.
Yes, a branch is a separate line of work inside the repo. Creating a safe working branch protects main, which is the stable branch you merge into when the work is ready.
How do I use that branch without overthinking it?
Switch to your practice branch before editing, make the change there, commit the change, and open a pull request back into main. You might do that in the GitHub web editor, GitHub, dev VS Code, or the command line, depending on the workshop flow.
I always worry that I will commit the wrong thing.
That is why you check the branch name before editing and before committing. Challenge 05, Make Your Mark, focuses on editing a file, writing a useful commit message, and connecting the change back to an issue. A good commit message says what changed and why it matters.
And the learning cards and tool cards are there as reminders.
Yes, the learning cards explain the idea in short form, and the tool cards help with actions like switching to your practice branch. Use them when you need a quick reset without rereading the full chapter.
So where does the pull request enter the picture?
A pull request, or PR, is the place where you propose bringing your branch changes into main. It also creates the conversation space for checks, comments, review, and final merge.
Walk me through the shape of it.
You start from the issue instructions, create a branch, edit the file, commit the change, and open a PR. In the PR description, explain what changed and connect it to the issue. Then automation checks it, a reviewer may comment, you respond or update if needed, and eventually the work is merged.
Is that the same as the forkedit PR workflow people use in open source?
It is the same collaboration pattern, but the learning room skips the fork because GitHub Classroom already created your private copy. Later, in public projects, a fork may be the copy you control before you propose changes to the original repository.
Can you make that concrete?
Sure, student might work on a welcome guide challenge, open a PR from their branch, and describe which to-do they completed. The PR is visible to the author, facilitators, automation, and any assigned reviewer when that access is intentionally provided. The automation is there to help you learn, not to scold you.
That would be Gandalf.
Yes, Gandalf runs from a workflow such as github/workflows/learningroomprbot.yaml, and it usually comments about 30 seconds after you open a pull request.
Where should I listen for that feedback?
On the PR's conversation tab, Gandalf may confirm that requirements are met, point out missing evidence, or suggest what to fix before you merge.
And there is also progress tracking after merge.
Right, when a PR is merged, the progression automation can close the current challenge or post the next one. That is why challenges unlock one at a time instead of all arriving at once.
What if everyone is working at the same time? Can my PR get buried?
Your learning room keeps your work separate. Use the pull requests tab, filters, notifications, and direct links from issues or bot comments. Your work is not mixed into another student's repo.
Peer review is the part that can make people nervous.
Totally understandable. In the learning room, review is low-stakes practice. You read the PR, inspect the files changed, compare the work to the challenge instructions, and leave one or two useful comments.
How do I find a PR I am supposed to review?
The facilitator may assign one or share a direct link. When you open it, read the conversation tab first for context, then the files changed tab to hear what actually changed.
Can I comment on anyone's PR whenever I want?
Only where access is intentionally provided and the facilitator says it is welcome. Private learning rooms mean classmates do not automatically see each other's work, though facilitators may arrange real peer review.
What does a helpful review comment sound like?
Be specific and kind. You might say that a heading makes the steps easier to scan, or that the issue asks for link back to setupguide.md. If you disagree with a review, respond with context, ask a clarifying question, and bring in a facilitator if needed. A few practical worries come up every cohort.
What if my reviewer does not respond?
Use the workshop chat or the facilitator path. Human review may take 15 to 60 minutes, but you should not be left wondering what to do next.
What if the bot feedback seems wrong?
Read the message, compare it with the challenge issue, and ask for help. Bots are useful, but they are not the final word when something looks off.
Can I work with a friend or a study group?
Optional study groups are fine when facilitators allow them. You can talk through navigation and concepts together while making sure the evidence in your repo represents your own work.
Do I need to complete every challenge?
Follow the workshop requirements and facilitator guidance. Day one has a planned progression, but the bigger goal is confidence with the workflow, not racing through screens.
How do I know when I am done with a challenge?
The issue tells you what evidence is required. Usually you will see the bot feedback satisfied, any assigned review addressed, the PR merged, and either the issue closed or the next challenge posted.
And if I get stuck anywhere?
Keep your repo link, issue link, branch name, and PR link handy. Share where you are, what you tried, and what you expected to happen. Then take the wins seriously, because opening issues, branches, commits, PRs, reviews, and merges is real contribution practice.
If a word or markdown pattern trips me up, where should I look?
Use the glossary and markdown reference appendices, and rely on GitHub's documentation for README files, editing files, GitHub Flow, Git Basics, and pull requests when you want the source details.